This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, back to your phone calls in a moment. Red Wings deal Olli Maatta for a third round pick. Any thoughts?
They're just freeing up roster space to account for the defensemen that they think have more promise.
Olli Maatta is
a veteran player.
Robert Johansson.
Yeah, Johansson and Gustafsson to make sure those guys have the ice time. Maatta is a solid player throughout his career, but nothing special. So, I don't know, getting a third-round pick sounds like it's pretty good. And you're freeing up some cash.
Yeah,
I don't have any strong feelings on it one way or the other. I mean, I want to see the younger players get a chance to play.
That's what it is. That's what it's likely doing. So, okay, I'll accept. Back to your phone calls. Marcus is next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Marcus.
Hey, how you doing, fella?
We're good, thank you.
Yeah, so I was just thinking I think the Detroit police is in hot water. You know, they let the guy go. I think a lawyer would tear this up. And, you know, they let him go and but I hope the young man learned his lesson and follow the law. Get your license, or they may have took the gun from him. We don't know yet. But we can't give up on young talent because of a couple of errors or mistakes. I'm thinking about Kareem Hunt. Now he's back in Kansas City after they gave up on him, right? But we can appreciate people do make bad decisions, and you just try to use a little.
Well, there's a lot more that J-Mo could have made a lot more worse decisions than this. Like, this is not a, an unforgivable sin. In fact, the accumulation of these events are not an unforgivable sin. They might get to the point where the Lions have to make a judgment on whether or not they can rely on him moving forward. And if the answer is no, I have faith that the Detroit Lions will be able to operate under this regime without Jameson Williams. And they've in fact won some games without him already. So
that's true.
But if he wants to be a football player here, and I were in his advising team, I would say, dude, you gotta tie up all these loose ends that keep getting in the way of your football career.
Yeah. Somebody's gonna have to be a good mentor to him, get in his head and try to reason with him, and hopefully he get good sense of what. Making good decisions. I mean, this is your life here, and you can make the best out of it, or your future can be bright. But look at most of us, we can't make millions of dollars like that, and here you are making some bad decisions. But like you said, this is not an unforgivable matter. He having committed a murder or a crime to the point where he's hurt someone else.
No,
in this matter.
And this might just be completely swept away anyway.
Yeah, my mom.
Like after the reinvestigation by the police department, they may just say, you know what, they handle it fine. We're moving on.
So the thing is, if I've always said this to my, like, my kids have made mistakes, right? And when I talk to them about it, I say the same thing. Okay, you messed up. If you don't learn from this mistake, you really messed up.
Yeah,
and then I'm mad. You know, you have to learn from your mistakes. And the thing is, this isn't the same mistake over and over, but it is all speak to a degree of carelessness and immaturity. This is the grow up message, man. This is the grow up message. 248-539-9797, Bill's in Shelby. Hi, Bill.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Okay.
I don't think Jameson is as goody-two-shoes as everybody thinks. I think he's got a blatant disregard for the law. And let me explain real quick. He was the gambling issue. Okay, he might have might not have known the rules. We'll give him that. We'll let him go on that one. But, okay, let's watch yourself. Let's cross our T's and dot our I's. Well, here comes the drugs, the PDs, whatever. Well, the NFL thought it was enough. They were going to suspend him again. Now he's got two suspensions under him. Brings us to October 8th. Him and his brother pull over for speeding. Sure, his brother was driving. But they find a loaded pistol concealed in the vehicle. That is a felony, an absolute felony. You and I, well, maybe not you guys, but me or any Tom, Dick, and Harry get pulled over, we are absolutely going to jail 100% that night. And the fact, his blatant disregard, don't you, I'm Jameson Williams, bro. I play for Lions, bro. That just, I'm above the law is what he was saying. Finally, they go up high enough up the chain to where they have somebody said, okay, let's just push it aside, let him go, whatever. So instead of him being apologetic or sympathetic towards the police, how does he pay them back? And this is the part that takes me off. How come nobody's talking about this part of his character? He attended a Halloween party wearing a Department of Corrections jumpsuit with a, you know, a little plaque on his around his neck stating whatever he did that night, just pushing it, putting it in the face of the DPD. This is definitely a character issue. Just not, well, he forgot to cross a couple of T's and dot a couple of I's.
But Bill, I think whatever you want to characterize it as, and I don't really take issue with anything you said, other than he can grow up, he can learn, he can change, he can be humbled.
Agreed. But he's not, let's not, you know, John, the one caller stated it very nicely, but John earlier, you know, said, hey, why are we going to get rid of this guy? Because look what he can do. It's that should have nothing to do with, you know, what he can do. Obviously, that's the reason he got let off for what he can do. But still, somebody's got to grab him by the hair and say, come on, get your act together. This is, like I said, this is just a pattern, and it's repeated, and it's.
It'd be nice if he figured it out himself. If somebody else needs to do it, then I'm not sure he's really learned. I mean, you'd think that he would do it himself and then say, all right, had I read all the rules on the game or paid attention during the gambling when that was being presented to us, had I really paid attention to what I was ingesting that's led to a performance-enhancing substance positive, had I filled out the paperwork and gone to the class to get my CPL, none of this would have happened. None of it. These are loose ends that get tied up. And like I said earlier, there are things now as an adult that I go, oh my God, we didn't do that. We got to do that. We got to get that insured right away. We got to make sure that account's closed right now. We got all these things that you should have done. You realize you didn't, but none of them have gotten me suspended from work. Although, as Gator pointed out, I wasn't here on Monday.
That's true.
Yeah. That was a sore throat issue.
Mm.
Yeah.
Why was it sore? What were you doing the night before?
Wait, was the air on too high on the plane that you took back from Istanbul?
Okay, look, that's a real thing. That happened to me.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with the people who were with that were sick to begin with, but it's okay.
It would not turn on. By the way, some guy named Steve said, will Doug Karsh of Doug and Gator with Kang be posting similar monthly photos of his progress? A link to this story about a clinic that shows how the hair grows back. I'm not going to be posting monthly.
Well, did other people have sore throats in the waiting room as well, Doug?
I did not get hair plugs. I did not go to Istanbul for hair plugs. Now, what's funny is if my wife said,
well,
yeah,
go
plugs.
Do it. It's not plugs. It's a transplant.
Whatever it is.
Transplant. Yeah.
Different, totally different.
I didn't go to Istanbul.
Your wife said she would
find somewhere
like
local?
Yeah.
I didn't. You will notice. If you pay attention over the next few months, you will see no change in the hairline.
Well, you're not letting us see because you got the hat on today. I understand. Oh,
still got the isthmus.
It's coming in a little bit.
It's because I need to cut it.
Mm. Oh, it's coming in stronger than other places.
That's right.
That's expected.
Yeah.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.